know what that leads to.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. And that's the other reason you keep staying.
You're right, man. Mm-hmm. That is good, too. Even after 11 years, you know, that is good, too.
Yeah. So,
it's tough, bro. It's tough on all levels, man. You know.
But Mark, can't you let me get sappy back on you?
Please.
I bet when you look in this girl's eyes, you can see your babies in them.
I can, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And in fact, I like envision and fantasize my little girl being like her and all those great qualities.
Dude, you gotta marry her. Fix the stuff. You know what? Forget about the past. Forget about the past. You know, you guys, how old are you now, Mark? How old are you now?
I'm 37 years old.
I'm 35. I know where you are in life.
You know me. You know me. I'm that dude around the corner. You know me. But here's the deal, though, dude. You don't build the Sears Tower on a crappy foundation. We have a Sears Tower of love that the foundation wasn't laid right, man. It will crumble.
You know what you can do? You know what you do, Mark?
What do you do?
You go, you find somebody that, you seen the movie Full Metal Jacket?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You need to find somebody like Lee Ermey that will just absolutely look at you, Mark, and just break you down, break the both of you two down, and then build you back up again.
You're right, but I've tried that. I've gone to therapy with this woman, and I've been told to shut up twice in therapy. What therapist has ever told their client to shut up?
Well, I mean,
me and Tony Soprano are the only ones ever.
Well, I mean, but did you deserve it?
I don't know, because I'm passionate. I speak loud, and I'll write. I mean, she was kind of a new age, sort of Sade listening type therapist, and I'm like loud in your face. You want to talk? Let's talk. Or you want to play your feelings? Well, I'm going to give you my feelings. You want to play the feelings game? Here we go.
Are you a firstborn?
I am not a firstborn.
You a lastborn?
I'm the lastborn, yeah.
That's it. You know, I knew it was either first or last. I'm last.
Because you got to scream for attention, right?
Yeah.
God, you make a lot of sense, man. You make a lot of sense in your 28th hour,
that's
dude.
That's it, dude.
You really do.
That's it. But see, now I feel invested. Now I want to see the two of you. You guys, you two. Now I want to see you guys making babies and stuff.
Well, so do I, dude.
I mean, are you, at this moment in time, are you guys good or bad?
We're good right now. We're really good right now.
How long have you been good?
We've been good. Well, you know, we've been good for about 3 months, yeah. So here's the deal, man. I've just, you know, we were kind of fighting when I came back here for good in L.A. and settled down. I've been here for a year. I haven't done a lot of traveling. So we've been kind of working out that. Well, I'm here a lot, and, you know, imagine that. I'm going to be here a lot. So we've had to work on that. Now it's in a good space. I think we've worked that out. So we are working towards this goal, okay? But we will see if it happens or not, man.
Since 1994.
It's been 1994 at the Viper Room, July 12th.
Is that where you met?
We of all places. I'm sitting on a post at the Viper Room trying to do my best. Luke Perry, you know, 90210. That
right.
was happening then.
Right. You're like, hey, how you doing, Bren? Hey, Bren.
You know, I got the furrowed eyebrow. I got my cocktail. I'm a little buzzed. I'm trying to look all hot. And she comes over to me. She goes, are you going to hold that post up all night? And I go, my next word were, I love you.
Wow.
And that was it. And you know romance happens at the Viper Room.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Just ask River Phoenix.
Yeah. Eddie.
Oh,
no. Come on.
Oh, that was tough.
I'm punchy. What do you want from me?
Do you feel comfortable saying her name or no?
Sure, I do. Her name's Karin.
Karin?
Karin. Yep.
Now, is she somebody that's like a model or something like that or no?
She's an esthetician now, so basically that means, you know, she pops zits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's zit popping, but she, you know, she's great. She's very sweet.
Is it a relationship, Mark, is it a relationship where when you guys say, you know what, this is obviously, we know this isn't going anywhere, we know it's not going to work, we need to let one another go, and you let one another go, and then you end up with somebody else, and it makes the other one nuts?
That happens too, man, but like, I, of course it does. I mean, you're not a human being experiencing the full range of emotions if you aren't feeling that way. You're a sociopath, you know, but that is not reason enough to get back together. It's not, you know, and like, she's had other, you know, other boyfriends, and I've kind of seen some other people, but you know what I'm saying? And we've tried to make this not work, you know what I mean? Really hardcore.
You know, like, what would be, I just got a great idea for a movie.
What's that?
I got a great idea for a movie, so... The girl is dating like a famous rock star,
yeah.
And she breaks up with him, and he breaks up with her, and she meets this new guy, and she doesn't want to tell the new guy who the old guy was because she doesn't want the new guy to kind of be intimidated by the relationship.
Right.
And so the new guy's like trying to romance her, and he buys like this nice thing of roses and blah blah blah, and he gets some champagne. He has her come over, and he puts the CD in. He puts a Sugar Ray in, and he's gonna be all romantic, not knowing he doesn't know. And she's like, "Oh, take that off!"
That might not be a movie. That's certainly a King of Queens sitcom.
Yeah,
I'll greenlight that.
Yeah, Eddie's gonna greenlight
that. Let's go with it.
I love it.
Was Mark on today because he was going to... Mark, were you going to be promoting anything or something like that?
No, just, you know, then I'm on Extra. My Sweeps have started, so we got some bang-up shows for you guys. You know, after this emotional sort of whirlwind I've gone through, it's hard for me to tell you that Barbra Streisand will be on tonight.
Yeah, right, right.
But she will be.
Nice. Hey, Mark, next time you're in San Diego, now you have to come in the studio.
Well, I would love to come in and say hi to you guys.
Because now we're bros. After this conversation...
I haven't had a relationship on the phone like this since, like, a phone sex operator.
Hello. Yeah, next time you come in, you got to come say hi.
Next time we'll give you full release.
That's right.
I would love to you guys. And I got to say this. You guys have got some animal stamina still to be even making sense right now.
I know it. All right, Mark, we wish you the best. I'm going to watch on Extra now.
Hey, right on, guys. Get some sleep. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, we'll see you.
Later, guys.
Bye.
I'm not kidding. One of my top... favorite three people that I've ever interviewed.
Like, if there's
somebody's
through,
honest, yeah,
you were like dead to the world, and all of a sudden you are alive.
If somebody's honest like that, I just have such respect for them, you know, like real people. That's a real guy. He's not doing a thing and a thing and a thing.
No celebrity, I don't care who it is, comes on and talks like that about their relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm so tired. Mm. Mikey Show.
Yeah, it's P1 Sweet Cheeks.
Hi.
Just wanted to say, man, Sky was sounding hot last night during Lord of Rings.
She was?
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, like her voice, it was kind of late, so her voice dropped a little bit, and it was a little more sexy than...
Oh, no, that was me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was me.
Stop it.
All right, now, thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Mikey Show.
That's nice.
Hi, this is P1 Pablo.
Hi, Pablo.
Hi, just wanted to know how Ashley's holding up with the whole going to the bathroom thing and the armpit sweat, you know.
She
holding up
pee.
All right?
She has to pee. She has to pee. She has to pee.
She's really worrying.
She has to pee.
She looks
exhausted.
She
has to pee. She has to pee. She has to pee. Pee.
There you go. Yeah, she's... How you doing, Ashley?
Fine.
She's hanging in there.
Aw, she's tie-tie.
Hello? Hello?
Guess he's listening to his radio.
All right. People are sending me instant messages. There's an article out on us in Radio and Records.
There is?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool.
Sure.
Shauna just emailed it to me. Radio and Records Magazine.
Why are you doing that voice?
What are you talking about? is this something I got to download?
30 minutes, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Shauna, what's going on?
Standing on our heads. We got it.
Living on a ranch.
Sean, how could you not join in?
What is this? Somebody get Sean on. Why can't I see this? Here we go. I got it. It took me a second.
I got it now.
It was one of those Adobe Acrobat, yeah. Adobe Reader Acrobat.
I love it. It is on the second page.
All right, let's see. Let's go. Wow. Man, they've really made a big star out of that Carrie Underwood, haven't they?
She looks pretty there.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I'm going to read it on the air.
Bye.
Glutton for caffeinated punishment. 1 year ago, Clear Channel's KIOZ Rock 105.3 San Diego introduced the brand new Mikey Morning Show to the market with a marathon 28-hour broadcast. Fast forward 12 months, and the Mikey Morning Show is the number one wake-up program in the market. Much like the miracle of childbirth, or so we are told, one tends to forget the original pain over time. Hence... genial host Mikey Esparza inexplicably agreed to repeat the same crazy stunt which kicked off yesterday at 6 a.m. for 28 more hours. Commercial-free, a.k.a. Less is Less. A rotating parade of celebrity well-wishers like rock stars Gavin Rosdale, Aaron Lewis sustained, as well as actors Matthew Modine and comedian Stephen Lynch and various San Diego Charger players were expected to call in and or stop by the broadcast. The radio, this is a quote from Esparza. Who's that? Oh, that's me.
Oh,
now you.
The radio industry is easily one of the more boring industries in the universe, the always bashful Mikey tells Street Talk Daily. If we can somehow help by staying up and being entertaining for 28 straight hours, so be it. The world will be a better place. You're welcome.
Right. Well said.
You're welcome.
That's right. That is a part of writing that song, bitch. So there you go, man.
I didn't think they'd really print it.
I didn't either. I didn't either. We were just messing around.
I feel like an idiot now.
I know. You put that in a radio magazine. 333 emails. Come on. How am I supposed to answer that stuff? Hey, listen. If it, look at Sean.
Oh, I missed it.
You missed a good one. You missed a good one. Listen.
Asleep.
I'm going to tell you. Most people that...
Fading too?
Yep.
If you wrote an email, most likely I'm not going to be able to get back to it. There's 333 of them. I can write back the ones that I can, but oh boy.
Yeah. You're going to have to hire a Mexican to help you.
I am a Mexican.
What?
Oh. Huh.
I am a Mexican.
Sean confused there.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, let me turn down my radio real quick.
Thank you.
All right. This is T1J. I called you guys toward the beginning of the 28-hour show, telling you I was going to record the whole 28 hours, remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That didn't work out so well because the internet crapped out, but I have been listening the entire 28 hours.
That's awesome, dude. I'm real stoked that you did that.
Yeah, I just heard on the radio that a while ago that you didn't hear from anybody who listened to the entire show yet, so...
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Like, when it started, I made the vow to listen to you guys through and throughout.
That's awesome.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Nice. I really like that Mark McGrath interview. Is it just me? Is it because I'm all
great.
Punchy?
Oh, it was great.
Was it fun?
It was really fun.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good interview.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was way cool.
Because most of the time, people don't like to get all real and stuff.
I slept through most of it, but what I heard was
great. I mean, when you were awake for it, I thought it was pretty cool.
I think you should replay the Aaron Lewis interview again. That was awesome.
Should we?
Yeah.
Let's play some of that. If you missed Aaron Lewis on the air with us, it was pretty awesome. I don't remember at what point in the show it was.
Yesterday at 1:40. How about that?
That's pretty good. Let's see. I'm finding it. Where is it, Ash?
Yeah, I'm looking too.
Here it is. I found it.
Okay.
This is Aaron Lewis yesterday.
Good. Aaron Lewis is on the inside line.
Is that right?
Yep.
Are you telling me the truth or are you lying to me?
I'm telling the truth.
Is this Aaron Lewis?
Hey, what's up?
She was telling the truth.
Nice. Wow.
She was not lying to me. Aaron Lewis is on the line. Aaron,
how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to have you here. And by the way, Stain's going to be at SoMa November 15th with POD and Taproot. Tickets on sale for that show right now. Are they on sale now? There you go. They're on sale now. Aaron, I'm a big fan. And I have to say that, and a lot of people have thought that this is sacrilege. You may even think that this is sacrilege, but... I actually enjoy your version of Black better than the Pearl Jam version of I Know It Makes Eddie Crazy.
I do too.
I like it more.
Well, I don't really know what to say about that.
Mm.
I think that one guy wrote it and one guy tried to imitate it.
Yeah, but you did a great job, man. You really sing that good.
Well, thank you.
What was it about the song that drew you to it?
Well, back when, you know, Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots and Nirvana came out, it was what drew me to those bands was the fact that they were singing in a male register.
Right.
You know, all the bands from the 80s were all trying to sing like chicks.
Right.
And you know, those bands came along and they were singing normal, and that was initially what drew them to me.
Aaron, when you were growing up, were you in high school and stuff like that? Were you doing choir stuff and stuff like that? I mean, were you singing from the time you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of came up with it?
My dad had band practice a few nights a week at the house, and my dad always played out solo acoustically a few times a week, and you know, there's pictures of me like 3 years old with a maraca in one hand and the microphone in the other hand with my dad's band playing behind me, and you know, all through high school I was in, you know, chorus and stuff like that because I was not cool.
Aaron Lewis is on the line with us. Aaron Lewis from the band Stained. And Aaron, I give up quite a bit of my personal life on the air. I talk about how I went through recovery, and I am a recovering alcoholic. Talk about that on the air. And I kind of share a lot of my personal life with my listeners. And because of that, I think that my listeners and I have developed a kind of a strong relationship. Do you find that that with your music, because so much of your music is so personal? As a matter of fact, I remember right before I went into treatment, there was a song that I played of yours that just spoke so much to me, man. And I remember every time I would hear it, and I was listening to it on my way to the desert to go into treatment, Epiphany, and just how much that song spoke to me. You give so much of yourself, your personal life, if those lyrics are about your personal life, unless you're writing about something that isn't. But if they are about your personal life, how do you find a comfort level to be able to do that?
You know, I do it without realizing that I'm doing it. I tend to just, you know, vomit lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I try not to figure out what the lyrics are until after it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of times I still don't figure out what they are, and you know what I was trying to say, or you know, sometimes, you know, I might think that I'm talking about somebody else, but when I go back and read it, it totally pertains to me as well. And you know, it's a relatively odd process.
I remember It's Been a While from Stain, the first time I heard it, going, I loved that song immediately upon the first time hearing it, which is kind of hard to do sometimes with music. You got to hear it a few times and you kind of get used to it. And after you get used to it a little bit, you like it a little bit more. I instantly liked It's Been a While. What were songs like that growing up for you that you remember maybe even exactly where you were the first time you heard blank?
You know, I had to be like 6 or maybe 7 when do you remember way back when they had the Kiss Alive 2 show on television?
Yep.
I don't know whether it was on HBO, like, or I don't remember what it was, but I remember seeing that and being, you know, quite taken aback by the level of rock and roll that was, considering that, you know, what I had heard in my house growing up was, you know, Gordon Lightfoot and Kenny Rankin and Crosby, Stills and Nash and,
right,
you know, stuff like that. To hear and see the spectacle that was that show, I remember that was quite eye-opening for me.
Aaron Lewis is staying on the line with us. Aaron, if you could change one thing about the music industry, what would it be?
The music industry.
Huh. What's wrong with it?
It needs a royal douching. But everything is wrong with it. You know, it's fortunately, it gives people like myself the opportunity to do what we're doing, but it takes such advantage of the fact that you know, we would all sell our souls to do what we do,
right?
And they get away with some pretty amazing things, you know. The whole concept of a record deal is worse than any loan shark you could find in any Italian neighborhood in any big city in the country. I mean, the interest that we pay them back for the money that's supposedly getting given to us is just ridiculous.
Just on a personality level, Aaron, how different do you think Aaron Lewis is from other frontmen that you've met?
You know, I don't know. All I've ever tried to do is remain Aaron Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not
the reason. Now, I have a reason for asking that. I have a reason for asking that, and it's
I've never tried to be anything other than myself.
You know? I know a guy. I know the guys in a band that's not around anymore, but a band called Systematic.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, the lead singer of the band, he said he was really impressed just by you had a thing, man, where there was not going to be disrespecting women backstage. There wasn't going to be certain stuff that was going to go down and have it be okay with you. And he really respected that about you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I think that at one point during being out on tour with those guys, I think I ended up saying something to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
We know who it was.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry.
I'm not just saying that to protect, you know, the names and faces. I don't remember. I don't remember whether it was one of the band members or whether it was one of their crew. But, you know, I was just seeing things that I didn't like.
Right.
On a nightly basis, like, you know, girls that looked more terrified than anything else, being led down hallways by the hand and off into rooms with closed doors. And
right.
Yeah, I just...
Hey, man, listen, I think that is so beyond stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's so awesome, dude.
Girls get mad at me nightly for not signing their chest. And I just, you know, even after I explain it to them, a lot of times they still, like, have a problem with it, and I just never really quite understood that.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the bands that you really enjoyed touring with?
You know, I've really enjoyed touring with pretty much every band we've ever been lucky enough to go out with.
Yeah.
Really? You've never had a problem with a band?
No.
Well, that's pretty rare.
No, you know, I really, really, is we've been really lucky in that, where you know, pretty much every band we've ever gone out with, we've fully gotten along with and hung out with backstage, and you know, we've been very lucky in that respect.
Hey, Aaron,
we're not all that difficult to get along with either, so.
Lots of phone calls coming in. Can we take a couple of phone calls with you?
Sure.
P1 Chris, you there? Chris, are you on the line?
Nope.
I guess not. Hey, we had to give... we gave you credit for this the last time we spoke with you, too, Aaron, is that Aaron used to know a guy that worked for... God dang it. My mind just went blank. What's the record company? You guys are Elektra, right?
Oh, we were. Now we're Atlantic.
When you were Elektra, you were very famous for coining, for a friend of ours, Gabe.
I haven't seen Gabe in a while.
That's right. P1 Jason, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Aaron and, you know, his CDs in the past were, you know, kind of a lot of anger and, you know, I was going through a lot of stuff and I just wanted to say that his most recent CD shows him, like, growing and, you know, me and I've been married 2 years, and it's just, you know, really neat to see how he's molded and grown as a person through his music. And I just want to say his music's awesome, and the most recent CD is just unbelievable.
Thanks, Jason. Well,
thank you very
thank
much,
you.
Man.
Thank
no problem.
That.
Thanks.
Cool. Aaron, what do you think is the biggest change in you personally between the first record and now?
Two amazing little girls.
Mm-hmm.
And a wife that just couldn't be any better.
And I understand, man, having kids, I don't have kids, but I understand that when you do, it really changes you as a person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it just changes how you look at life in general. You know, for me, it answered all those stereotypical questions of you know, what am I doing here? What is the point of life? What is, you know, what am I doing here, really?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had kids, and they very quickly showed me what I'm doing here.
Yep.
And my whole point of being here. And you know, I know that my one true responsibility is to, you know, assure that both of my daughters, you know, are well-rounded individuals that are ready and prepared to go off into this world on their own when the time comes.
Aaron, what is, let me ask you some questions that are just kind of off the wall, strange questions that people or fans of your music will probably be very fascinated to hear the answers to.
Sure.
What do you have in your pockets right now?
A guitar pick and 10, 15.
This is cool.
2, 3, $420.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
420. What up?
What up?
420.
And yeah, that happens to be pretty coincidental, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And a wallet.
There you go. Aaron, very personal question. You don't have to answer. You can tell me if you want to, but you don't have to. What is the last thing that you cried over?
I'm a big sissy. I cry all the time.
Wow.
You know, I was the night before I left singing Zoe Jane to my daughter, laying in bed, snuggling with her. You know, her pillow was all wet with my tears while I was crying, trying to hold it together and sing the song for her without her thinking that Daddy was sad, you know?
Dude, that's cool, man. Aww. That's cool. All right, Aaron, listen, we know you are on a schedule. We got to let you go. We love the new record and love your music, man.
Thank you very much. I look forward to being in San Diego in a few weeks.
Right on. All right, Aaron. Well, we'll talk to you later, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you. That really was yesterday.
Cool guy.
That was yesterday, our interview with Aaron Lewis. Pretty cool interview with Aaron Lewis yesterday. We are about to wrap up, but before we do, guess who's on the inside line with us right now?
Coming.
Tommy Lee.
What up?
How you doing? What up, dude?
Good morning, guys.
I'm so tired, Tommy.
Dude, you gotta be. I figure, I'm gonna call right at the very end because I want to hear him just tweet.
I feel like I just ended a world tour with a crew.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
We started yesterday morning at 6 a.m., and here we are 27 hours and 50 minutes later.
Yeah, dude. Standing ovation.
That's right, man. Tommy, thank you for calling in and saying hello.
No worries, man.
Yeah. How's everything going with you?
Good. Really good, man. I just got home last night. Motley played two shows with the Rolling Stones, dude. It was off the block.
Holy cow.
Wow.
What an honor, man. Yeah, we played in Seattle, and then we had a day off on Halloween up in Seattle, and then Portland the following day. So, yeah, I just got home yesterday. It was killer.
Hey, dude, are you okay? Because I heard that you got burned and stuff.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm cool now. Wasn't so, no pun intended, hot.
What happened?
For a minute. During the drum solo, I don't know if you remember, you know, I fly up in the air about 40 feet in the air between these drum sets.
Right.
And at the very end, we all have a cue that we hear in our ears. On the count of four, it's made to look like I get blown off the drum riser.
Right.
And on the count of three, I usually feel a tug from the wire pulling on the vest that flies you around.
Right.
I never felt it, so I was like, uh-oh, something's wrong. So I have two choices at this point. Jump and just hope that I'm connected and it's all good, which I wasn't about to do.
No way.
And or just sit there and take the hit. So I basically sit there. There's nowhere to go on that riser, so I'm usually yanked off it prior to the pyro shot. And so there I am going like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to just take this one. So I took it pretty, I got the first and second degree burns on my forearms and singed the eyelashes back a bit, a little bit of the hair, not quite like Michael Jackson style, but it was kind of, it was painful, but also funny because I remember looking over at my drum tech and he's looking at me and he's like, dude, it's so hard not to almost laugh because you looked like Wile E. Coyote in one of those cartoons and just got blown up. My hair was sticking straight up and my face is black.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, dude, it was pretty crazy. And my vision, actually, from the blast, thank God I closed my eyes in time, but that initial flash was like my pupils were dilated for about 13 days. I couldn't read any sort of print.
Oh, man.
You feeling better now, though, Tommy?
Yeah, everything's back to normal. I'm good. And there was a couple scabs on my arms, but those seem to have gone away too. So all good. We're back to square one.
Put them on eBay.
Tommy, the latest that we were playing, I'm very much like a girl. We play a lot of Entertainment Tonight, that kind of stuff. And the Entertainment Tonight stuff that we were playing said that you and Pam are getting back together, and I was all happy for you, but I don't know if it's true.
We're always together. I mean, she actually came up to Portland with the boys to come and see the show with the Stones and stuff. And I know people see us together all the time, and they just immediately go like, "Oh, they're back together." Yeah. You know what? We are together forever. I mean, we have two beautiful kids, and we'll always be in each other's lives. We're stuck with each other, whether we want to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
No, we love each other. It's all good, man.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're feeling okay. I'm glad everything's going well. And I'm glad that we got to talk to you as we were wrapping up the whole thing, man.
Thanks, bud. Me too. I'm glad I got you, man. I was hoping I would get at you, and there was enough time to sneak in there and see how you're holding up.
Eddie's got a question.
Yeah, just real quick, Tommy. How'd you think the reality show did?
Oh, man, that was a lot of fun, you know. I was happy to do it. It was a nice experience, and I think most of all, just by people's reactions, that people come up to me all the time. They're like, "Dude, we love the show. It was killer. Why wasn't it longer?" And you know, but I had a good time, and NBC was happy with it. Their ratings were did really well for them, so that's cool, man. Everybody won. It was fun.
Are you going to be like a Nebraska fan now with the football and the whole thing?
Well, you know what? I'll always have a little piece of my heart that's donated to them, just because I spent a lot of time there. But I'm not that fanatical.
All right, Tommy, take it easy, dude. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hell yeah, guys. You have a great one, and go get some rest.
Yeah. All right, dude.
All right, guys.
We'll see you. Awesome. All right, we got to wrap it up.
Please.
I have a lot of people to thank, so let me thank some people. Okay? I want to say thank you to Chronic Energy Drinks, Resurrect Energy Drinks, Galatia, 4 Vitamin Water, House of Blues for bringing a food platter down here. I want to thank KSWB. Big Smallville's time. On tonight. They were our main sponsor. Thank you so much, KSWB.
Way cool.
I want to thank Taco Bell. I want to thank the Gas Lamp Strip Club, which is not a strip club with women. It is a strip club that they mean like steak strips.
Yep.
And they brought us down some food. Thank you to Filippi's Pizza.
Bomb.
Thank you to my brother Sam for bringing some delicious food down here. The recipe of the food he bring us is on MikeyShow.com. Thank you to my beautiful mom for coming down here and cooking some food with us. Thank you to VIP Transportation Services. Thank you to Randy's Detailing. P1 Detail.
Yes, Detail. That's my boy. That's my boy.
Dude.
Pepsi New Drink MDX. Thank you to Red Bull. Thank you to P1 Jose for bringing donuts. P1's who listened and came in and brought stuff. Thank you to all of them. Thank you to Engineering. Thank you to Promotions. Thank you to Shauna Moran, our beautiful program director. I want to thank all the guests that called in. Too many to name. Thank you to Bobby Kernels. Thank you to BC, Clint, Missy, and Greg Stone. Thank you to the sales department. Thank you to Russell.
Yeah.
Thank you to the women's panel, Gina, Allie and Shauna. And Clint, did I thank Clint for bringing that ice cream cake in for us?
Extra love.
Krispy Kreme.
Dude.
I say this every once in a while, and I want to say this for sure as I'm wrapping up the show today, because I know we got a lot of people listening. I went through a very, very rough period of time in my life and gave my heart and soul to Jesus Christ and am a Christian now, and it worked for me. It could work for you. It's the only way to be saved. If you want more information on it, you can check out my church. It's therocksandiego.org. It's a great church, and it's really cool, and it's laid back, and I wear cargo shorts when I go there. Thank you to my wife for doing all the wonderful things. She brought Sean and I here. She brought my mom here. She packed me a bag. She did all this stuff for me, and I love her like crazy, and Rebecca's awesome, and I love her. We got to get out of here. We're really super tired. Colonels went above and beyond. Thank you, Colonels. Thank you to Eddie, the Uber producer. The greatest
bravo.
Producer in the country.
Bravo. Yeah.
Greatest producer in the country for producing a badass show from top to bottom. There is not a producer in the country that could put together 28 straight hours of material. And I'm not kidding you. 28 straight hours of material. Not a freaking hour was missed of something being jam-packed in there. He brought you people like Aaron Lewis. He brought you POD. He just brought you Tommy Lee. He brought you various sports figures and just a lot of great entertainment along with some great writing. Thank you to Sean, who flew into town and made the whole trip down here and was amazing with us and is funny as hell, one of the funniest guys I've ever known. Sky, who is the person that keeps the whole damn thing stuck together like glue. If we didn't have this broad on the show, I don't know what the hell we'd be doing.
Accurate.
She is a big part of this fun that we do, and I love Sky, and thank you, Sky, for being here.
Thank you, sir. Love you, too.
Thank you to Boston Rob, who came in here with a cold and fought through it and was a trooper and was great.
Cool.
Thank you, B. Rob.
Manning the phones the entire time.
Manning the phones the whole time. Thank you to Ashley, who had to do about 100 million things, spun about 7,500 plates.
She did great.
And did great. Kept them all spinning.
That's awesome.
And she did a great job getting everything together that we had to get together. And Ashley did a really great job overall. Actually made a bit that shouldn't have been any good pretty damn good. So thank you to Ashley, and thank you, Ashley, for bringing Kernels in here because he worked his ass off the whole time.
Yep. Yeah.
And really did some great things to us and for us. And thank you, Missy, for bringing in Nolan and making a great bit.
Oh, he was so good.
That was pretty awesome.
And you can listen to the best of the 28-hour show with Missy tomorrow morning and with Clint on Saturday morning.
That's right. Nice. Take a couple of phone calls. We'll get the hell out of here. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, it's P1 Spike. I just want to congratulate you guys on making it.
Thank you.
Awesome show.
Yeah.
In San Diego, a better place.
All right.
I'm a native here, and I love it.
Thank
you. And I just want to tell you that sleep deprivation may cause head anus disease, so get yourself out of there and go get some sleep, man.
Got it. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, bro, this is P1 Wood.
What's up?
Hey, man, I just want to let you know I've been with you guys. Actually, I've been up since Tuesday morning listening to that show, listening to all the 28-hour show. Hopefully I can get the house cleaned here and get some sleep. But I just want to tell you, actually, I usually have comments for all you guys, but Sky, actually, I have a positive comment for her. Usually, I want to, like, set my head on fire when she gets going, but she, Sky, I no cause to have the beating song thrown out the entire 28-hour show.
Yeah, how about that?
Thank you.
And, Mikey, although the one thing that I did have to say, Mikey, you definitely won that idol because the whole, you know, the whole thing with Neil Diamond, that clenched it, bro.
No, you're funny. All right, dude, we got to go. We're really sleepy.
Get out of here, man. Get some sleep.
Yeah.
All right. You got some?
I just want to say, dude, major props to the best host in radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Huge job.
Thank you,
man.
Huge job.
Thank you very much. Last call. Bring us home. Hello.
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi.
I'm calling because my husband, Pat, he wanted me to listen to your show, and I thought, oh, come on, this is crazy. And I am absolutely sold. You guys are fantastic. So, to him and to my husband Patrick and to you guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much. That's why we did it. We try to create new listeners. And hey, listen, if you like what you hear here, it's probably the most real show in San Diego, and we invite you to tell as many people as you possibly can about the Mikey Show. The lovely and talented Missy's up next. We'll see you on Monday morning. The Mikey Show's out. Later.